On the live line with us this morning is Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Pat and Larry.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. So the Last Honest Pizza doesn't live in the Bay Area anymore, it sounds like. Roundtable has been sold.
It's been acquired, and these things happen. A lot of them work as franchises. You know, people have multiple franchises. So, yeah, but, you know, the pizza won't change, I'll guarantee you.
Oh, I hope not, because, yeah, that's one of my favorites. I'd hate to see that.
Absolutely. I think they have the combination is probably the best, has just about everything you can imagine on it. So
it's all good. It's all good from Roundtable. Also, Brad, now you've got a story in the North Bay Business Journal about the traffic at the Sonoma County Airport and that it is up. And I'm just wondering, is the Sonoma County Airport able to sort of keep up with the increases in passenger activity?
Well, you know, they're running about 40,000 passengers a month through there now.
Wow.
That's up 22% from a year ago. And the reason is the number of carriers they have right now. You've got United, you've got American, you've got Horizon, of course, and the Sun Country that's coming out of the upper Midwest. So it's... you know, there's a lot of traffic, and they've got temporary buildings, temporary, you know, places to get your tickets and what have you. So they're doing everything they can, but they're keeping up with it, it looks like. And, of course, there is a terminal, a new terminal on the horizon. So they've got plenty of room out there for parking and what have you. So, you know, it just means that you can fly anywhere out of Sonoma County Airport and connect with your international flight or wherever you're going. You can connect now out of Sonoma County, which kind of you could, but it was not as convenient anywhere near as it is now. So 40,000 people, just kind of keep that number in mind going through there now every single month.
Of course, the East Coast hurricanes have brought attention to flooding and the damage that it can do. We all know that here in the North Bay about the floods at, you know, Lake Sonoma and the river. Also, North Bay businesses need to embrace this idea that the flood insurance coverage might change.
Yeah, you know, we had, 58 inches of rain last winter? We don't know what we'll get this winter, and there was some flooding, quite a bit of flooding, actually. So... most of the policies are government policies, and they may cover some things and may not cover other things. So, you know, I think the example in the story was one had something like $50,000 in damages, and its premiums increased from six to something like $17,000 a year. So, you know, it's the kind of thing is if you think it will never happen to you, it's better to have some coverage than not at all. At least something that's going to cover a catastrophe, kind of like earthquake insurance. You know, if you the liability limits on those are quite high for homeowners before the insurance kicks in. So anyway, take a look at your. Certainly, last winter should have caused people to take a look at their options.
And I always love, Brad, to see the list of the best places to work in the North Bay every year. And I guess the recognition ceremony, the reception is going to be tomorrow in Santa Rosa. Any surprises for you on this list?
Well, we have 21 newcomers. It's just really gratifying to see it continue to grow. Amy's Kitchen is new. C.K. Mondavi is new. Francis Ford Coppola is new. You know, when we started this in 2006, you know, came from a staff member suggested it, and we put everything together. And by the way, we still use many of the same tools today that we use. They've stood the test of time. And about a week, you know, we went and had 26 winners, and we went and had our you know, congratulations party and everything else. And then about 2 weeks later, someone called and said, hey, can we purchase the employee survey results? And I kind of looked at the person and said, of course. And what it's become is a yearly check-in with your employees. It's a recruiting tool. It's a retention tool. It can differentiate you from other employers, which in this market is absolutely critical. And it's done by an independent source. So we just... just happy to have our 12-time winners, eight of them coming back. So we're going to have a 500-plus people tomorrow at the Hyatt. Have a good time.
Well, it's going to be, 100 best places to live, or to work, I should say, in Sonoma County. That's quite a number for our size of community, and that's always good to hear. Brad, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We shall talk to you next Monday.
Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. That's Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal on KSRO.